Well, if you'd like to turn to the book of Proverbs, that's where we will be this morning as well, as we focus on the family for this month. I got a little bit of a cough back today, but that doesn't mean I'm sick and doesn't mean you can't come tonight to our house for supper. But I might cough a little bit today. I'm sure most of you have seen the title of the message, What Does It Mean to Be a Normal Woman? And so, as you can guess, we're looking at ladies today, and I stand here with fear and trembling. But I endeavoured to just stick to what God says. And so, at least give me that. But we'll begin with a word of prayer. Father, we want to thank you that we can come and open your word and know your mind. And I pray that your mind will become our mind, that, Father, we will be like Christ, not just outwardly but inwardly, and that, Father, we may portray you in all aspects so that you may be glorified through our life. And as we come and we look at Proverbs, this book that has many pearls of wisdom and things for us to know and to understand and to do, that, Lord, your Spirit may be our teacher and guide us this day. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, men, if the children start playing up today, this would be the ideal time for you to take children out. Just so that ladies particularly can focus on God's Word here today. In the book of Proverbs, it has a lot to say about ladies. And if you bundle them all up, they basically fall into two categories, and that is there are women who are godly and portray godly characteristics. And these women are considered to be a treasure, somebody to praise, somebody to seek after, somebody to seek to be like. And then there are women who are ungodly, and the book of Proverbs tells us that they are a shame, somebody to be shunned, somebody to be avoided. And every God-fearing woman should be seeking to be the godly woman that we discover here in the book of Proverbs, so that they may be godly in the sight of God and man. The only problem that we have today is the ungodly woman that's revealed here in the book of Proverbs sadly is promoted on TVs and through fashion as the type of woman that ladies today should be like. They put it all back to front. And as our world becomes more godless, the more women are becoming like the lady that Proverbs says is a shame and somebody who should be avoided. What God calls normal isn't considered as normal today. And if there's one word of encouragement I'd like every lady to take away here today, it would be this, and that is we need godly women today. Women who seek the Lord with all of their heart. Women who want to be what God wants them to be, not what the magazines and the journalists try to tell them they should be. And if you want to know how to dress, you want to know how you should act in mixed company, if you want to know what is important for a lady, well then can I encourage you to go to God's Word. Don't go to the women's weeklies to discover it. Don't go to the New Idea. Go to God's Word, God's ideas, and he'll show you what you ought to be avoiding and rejecting and what you should be embracing and cherishing. In the book of Proverbs, in chapter 31, it talks about a lady who is considered to be more precious than rubies. A lady who has a husband that considers her a blessing and praises her and boasts about her. Talks about a lady whose children think the very same thing about her as well. They consider her as a mother to be a blessing, and they boast about her as well. And she is a lady who, it says, shall be praised by all. And I don't know one lady who doesn't want this. Most ladies want that reassurance that they are doing a good job, or that they have done a good job. And most ladies want to feel appreciated. I don't come across too many ladies that say, I don't want to be appreciated. I don't want any thanks. Most ladies, if not all, want to be appreciated and they want to be thanked and they want to hear that from the very lips of their husbands that they are a blessing and that they are doing a good job. They want to actually hear it from their children that they appreciate what they've done and they want to hear that thanks. Most women want to know that they are a good wife and that they're a good mother. The fact is, though, as harsh as this may sound, not every woman is praiseworthy. Not all women are good wives. Not all women are good mothers. Praise and honor really is to be earned. And in the book of Proverbs 31, verse 30, it says that this type of praise is given to those who fear the Lord. It says, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. And so if you want to hear that praise from your husband and from your children and from others as well, well then, can I encourage you to fear the Lord? If the Lord tells you not to be doing something, well then fear Him and don't do it. If the Lord says you ought to be doing something, well then fear Him and start doing those things. That's how you gain that praise that every lady wants to receive. And today, firstly, I want to look at some things that the Lord tells ladies not to do. And then we'll look at things that He wants you to do. And the book of Proverbs has a lot to say about the damage that a lady can cause. And there's one particular woman that is mentioned around about 10 times in the book of Proverbs that every God-fearing lady should avoid being like at any cost. And that is the strange woman, it's called. Talks about the strange woman. Now, when we consider strange, we think somebody who is rather odd. Someone is not normal. You think, now that's a strange person. And really, that's how you should consider this lady. She's somebody that isn't the way that a woman should be. The only sad thing is, unfortunately, this type of lady is very common today. The word strange there simply means to turn away. Or it means somebody who has gone away. And so she's a woman who has turned away from what a woman originally was meant to be like. When God formed Eve and created a woman for Adam, He had certain expectations for her. And the strange woman is someone who isn't living the way God intended a woman to be living. That's all it basically means. She is not normal. Now, this type of woman should not be considered a normal woman or how a woman should be living. The trouble is, the world today is trying to tell us that this type of woman that is described as a strange woman in the book of Proverbs is how every woman should be acting. Sadly today, through the magazines and so on, this strange woman is considered the normal woman today. But God says, she's not normal, she's strange. And ladies, if you want to be considered more precious than rubies, if you want your husband to consider you a blessing, if you want to hear that he's been boasting about you, if you want your children to be thankful for you, then you should avoid being like this woman in any form whatsoever. That's my encouragement. In the book of Proverbs, we're told that this type of woman gives her body for the pleasure of other men. Says that she's unfaithful to a husband. We're told that she destroys marriages. We're told that she corrupts young men and entices them to sin. Not a very nice lady. But what's often neglected when considering the strange woman is how she goes about doing this. Many women, they are disgusted and shocked at the thought of committing adultery, destroying a marriage, enticing men, But because they've read so many magazines, because they've been so influenced through advertisement and fashion, they actually act and dress just like the strange woman, but for some reason they think that's normal. But they're getting their normal from the world and not from God. And let me read how the book of Proverbs describes this shameful woman. Just as we start off, let's see if you've been influenced at all by the world. I'm going to read them quickly, so you can look them up if you want. But in Proverbs 5:3 it says, "For the lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. The strange woman entices a man with her lips and her mouth." Now, I'm not opposed to makeup by any means, but there is makeup that will draw a man to a woman's lips and mouth that isn't right. It says in Proverbs 6:25, "Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids." The strange woman uses her beauty to lure men and uses her eyelids to do the same. The way she looks at a man causes him to lust and be enticed. And there are looks ladies can give. We all know them as men. And I would imagine all women know them as well. Proverbs chapter 7 is talking about the strange woman who went out with the sole intent to lure a young man. And it says in chapter 7, verse 10, "And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of a harlot and subtle of heart." And so there is clothing that's not fitting for a God-fearing woman to wear. The strange woman's clothing will be used to entice a man. And ladies, if your top entices a man because of the tightness or the lowness, well then understand, regardless of what fashion may say, regardless of what you may think, that is the attire of a strange woman, God says. Interesting, in chapter 2, verse 16, it says, "To deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her lips." Three times it talks about her flattering a man with her lips. And so a strange woman will use her words also to lure a man. We call that flirting today. And so the common theme is a strange woman is someone who entices men and draws men's eyes and thoughts to herself. That's what she's trying to achieve. She promotes immoral thoughts, immoral behavior by what she wears, how she presents herself, the way she looks at men, the way she speaks to men, the way she acts around men. I got to tell you, I come away most Friday nights after youth group with a broken heart, because I tell you, there are so many young, strange women coming to youth group. Not from our church, praise the Lord, who come here. But there are a lot. And you see young ladies who consider their behavior as normal. They consider the way that they dress as normal. But the reality is they come straight out of the pages of Proverbs about a strange woman. And sadly, you know, the common term that's used to describe clothing today and fashion today is, "This is very sexy." Or, "She looks really hot." But if you really analyze what that's saying, it's basically saying she is very enticing. She is promoting lusting, when we call it very sexy. And ladies, if you wear clothes, you wear makeup, you look at men, you speak to men, and it promotes lusting or enticing a man, well, then you're acting like a strange woman from the book of Proverbs. And the reality is, when we do look at the magazines that are for women today, when you look at the shows for models today, when you look at just about any female singer, you would find what Proverbs calls a strange woman. That's what they are. A woman who is ashamed any God-fearing woman to be like, a woman who is to be shunned and avoided, a woman who is a far cry from what God says is a normal woman. Yet so many girls, so many young ladies, so many women, even those who name the name of Christ, use these strange women as their model on how they dress, how they act in mixed company, how they speak, and so on. And there's no wonder there's so many men committing adultery in churches today, and why so many young men are committing immorality. It's no wonder that so many men, young and old, have filthy minds and filthy speech when they are continually being enticed to lust wherever they turn their eyes. There's a strange woman. And ladies, can I encourage you, the greatest gift that you could give every man here, the greatest gift you could give every man here in this church is to make sure that this is a place which is a haven from strange women. A haven from strange women, where there is nothing to see that would cause lusting, where there is no flirting, where there are no strange looks, where there is nothing that would entice. Every man would tell you that they are bombarded by the strange woman every day of their life, wherever they turn, wherever they look. And so this place should be a place where we can find normal women, God-fearing, God-loving, God-acting women. Sadly, there's not a lot of normal women around today, and so God needs you to be normal. And so that's the first type of lady that is not going to be considered like as precious as rubies. She's not going to be praised by her husband and praised by her children as well. But that's not the only woman that is described here that's not going to be considered precious like rubies and won't be praised by her husband and children. There are some other things that are said that are more directed to wives. Solomon describes, and he should be an expert on this, unfortunately, but he describes the type of wife who is hard to live with. Can you believe that? Could a lady be hard to live with? That's it. It's mind-blowing to think that could be a possibility, but he does find one. He describes the type of wife that isn't going to find her husband boasting about her at work and praising her and telling everyone about their wife. It's not the type of wife that he's going to consider a blessing. And ladies, you can approach this in two ways. Let's be honest. You sit there, at least with your mind crossed, with your arms crossed, and saying, well, I don't care what God's word says, and I certainly don't care what you think God's word says. I am not changing. You know, if you knew the way that my husband treats me and you know the way that my children act, there is no way I'm changing. I deserve, or they deserve what they get. You could justify the way that you act if this is the way it is, or you could hear what God's word says, and if you are guilty of any of this, well, then you can realize there is a better way. If God says this is not the right way, God also says there's a better way. And who is the one that will be blessed? The woman who fears the Lord and does those things. There's four verses that I want to read, and I want you to look for the key word here that's used in all four verses. Proverbs 19:13 says, "The contentions of a wife are a continual dropping." Chapter 29, verse 19. "It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and an angry woman." Chapter 27, verse 15. "A continual dropping in a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike." Chapter 21, verse 9. "It is better to dwell in a corner of the housetop than with a brawling or contentious woman in a wide house." Now, did you get the common thread? contentious. Contentious means scolding, critical, aggressive, bossy, demanding, angry. Do I need to go on? We get the picture. Now, when you know what the New Testament teaches about the family and how the husband is the head of the home and the wife is to submit to the head of the home, the word contentious isn't the type of word that ought to be used for a godly woman. When you consider what God's plan is. And so when contentious is used to describe a wife, it shows that she isn't willing to accept God's order in the home, and she is actually rebelling against God's order. When there are regular arguments and yelling matches, or when that cold silence comes over the house when the silent treatment is given, there's something wrong there. It first of all shows that there is a lady who is not happy. For wrong or for right, she's not happy. But more importantly, it shows that there is a lady who is choosing to use any means, regardless if it's wrong or right, regardless if it's godly or not, to get things done her way. That's what it's showing. And in these verses, there are three main words that describe that type of woman: contentious, brawling, and angry. And an offshoot of that is nagging, where you act like that continual dripping on a rainy day. And the reality is, ladies, if a man knows that he's going home to an angry wife, one who's going to confront him about everything that she's not happy with, and she's going to let him know about that over and over and over, and she's going to make his life miserable until she gets what she wants. If he knows that when he says something that is not in line with what she wants, he's not going to be faced with a submissive, godly lady, but he's going to be in for a fight because she's a brawling lady. Well, then there's no wonder he's going to find other places to be and other things to do rather than going home. I read a story from A Daily Bread which reads like this. While journeying down the Yangtze River last year on a ferry, the Chinese crew became concerned when a passenger burst out of his cabin with his hands covering his ears, screaming, "I can't stand it any longer," he said. Crew members followed the distraught passenger to the ferry's railing, wondering if he was suffering from some severe ear infection. As they talked with the man's wife rushed up and began to nag him loudly. "I need a break," he said, and then jumped over the railing. The fast-moving Yangtze River is dangerous and claims many lives every year. Thankfully, the man was later rescued, having battled the raging 2-kilometer-wide river. He said to the police, "I thought I was going to drown, but even that was better than my wife's nagging." Now, we can laugh, but it's true. Proverbs tells us that a wife is a gift from God, that a God-fearing wife is to be praised by all. But let's not forget that the book of Proverbs also tells us that a nagging, quarrelsome wife is like a constant dripping on a rainy day. In fact, it's better to go up into the attic or to make your way out into the desert than to have to live with somebody like that. I'm guessing our Chinese friend would probably agree with that. And some men, they don't head for the attic and they don't head for the desert, but they will head for the shed, or they'll head for the sports field, or they'll head to the hobby, or they'll head anywhere but home. Because they know in that house is a brawling woman and somebody that they just don't want to have a fight with. You know, ladies, in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1, it says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down." The foolish pluck it down. And ladies, if that's what your house is like, then realize you are tearing it down with your words and your anger. And you can't justify your actions because of your lazy husband. You can't justify your actions because of your children and their misbehavior. You can't excuse your behavior because of the lack of love shown or the lack of respect shown. This is not God's way of dealing with these sort of problems. See it for what it is, and that is, this is the flesh at work in you when you act like that. It's not an excuse for sinful behavior. It's not the way to get your husband and your children to praise you. It might be a way of getting what you want, but at what cost? That's what you've got to ask yourself, at what cost? Is it really okay to act in a wrong way to get things done the way you want them done? You may get your husband to do all those little jobs around the house, yes. You might have your house in a ship-shape place and everything's running perfectly and everyone's doing exactly what they should do, including your husband, but will the cost be worth it if your husband avoids you and dreads coming home? You know, if he's afraid to actually lead the family the way God says he's meant to, because he knows if he doesn't do it exactly the way you want, he's in for a fight. If your children think you're scary and unloving, is it really worth being contentious? If you want your family to appreciate you and to express the thanks and that gratitude, then being, we see here from the Word of God, being an angry, brawling, contentious, scary lady is not the way to go about it. But Proverbs does tell us the type of lady who is worthy of praise and honor. Now, don't worry, the second half is going to be a lot quicker. Proverbs tells us what a normal lady is like. And firstly, let me comment on a couple of things that we saw last week. Last week we saw how a husband is to rejoice with the wife of his youth. And we saw that she is to be the fountain that he goes to drink from. And so if he's thirsty for sympathy or understanding or intimacy or comfort or encouragement, well, then it is to his wife that he is to go and find that refreshment. But ladies who are married, can I encourage you, there's a flip side to that. And that is, yes, just as importantly as a man is to go to his wife for those things, well, then the wife has to make sure the fountain hasn't dried up. If a man knows that all that awaits him at home is a brawling woman, an angry woman, one who's going to nag him to death and explode all over him, and there's no love, there's no encouragement, there's no comfort, well, then you can be sure that the lips that are like honeycomb and the flattering words and the flirtatious acts of the strange woman will look a lot more inviting. And although it is no excuse whatsoever, you can be sure it makes it a lot easier to be unfaithful if the well is dry at home. You have a God-given responsibility to make sure you are all those things for your husband. But as well as this, there are some key words that describe a God-fearing woman in the book of Proverbs. We looked at them last week, and it says, a prudent wife. Proverbs 19:14, a prudent wife is from the Lord. And men, if you have a prudent wife, understand that she is a God-given gift to you. But there is the flip side of that, ladies, and that is you are to be that prudent wife. And as we saw last week, that means it's talking about someone that is wise, which is godly, and also somebody who is understanding. It doesn't say a contentious wife is from the Lord. No, it says a prudent wife. And ladies, can I encourage you to be considered in the sight of God and man, a prudent woman, somebody who loves the Lord, seeks the Lord, spends that time with the Lord, seeks to please the Lord in any way that he chooses and desires, and be that understanding woman as well. You know, despite your husband's weaknesses, and you've probably got a list of them because we all have them, despite his faults, despite all his annoying traits, love him like nobody else loves him. Praise Him like nobody else praises Him. Be more patient with Him than anyone else is patient with Him. That's what it means to be a prudent wife. And I'll tell you, it's the prudent wife that the man looks forward to coming home to. Not the contentious wife. There's probably always another bypass that he can go and check out something if he's heading home to a contentious wife, but it's the prudent wife he heads straight home for. Now also, we all know that the book of Proverbs talks about the virtuous wife. Most people look at chapter 31, but there is chapter 12, verse 4 as well, where it says, "A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. But she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones." And I'm sure most ladies, when you have your ladies Bible studies, you study the virtuous woman. And so I certainly don't need to do a message going through Proverbs chapter 31. But remember, if you have forgotten, virtuous means strength, actually. To be strong. Now, that doesn't mean bossy or angry or controlling. That means strong in a good way. Someone who is morally strong. Somebody who is spiritually strong, physically strong, and so on. And in the book of Proverbs, it actually goes through and shows the type of woman who is morally and spiritually strong. Let me highlight it. We're told from Proverbs 31 that someone who is strong like this doesn't waste her time or her money. It's somebody who is trustworthy. She's somebody who cares for her husband and only does what's good and right for him. She isn't lazy. She fulfills all her responsibilities around the house. She cares for the needy and helps them. She's industrious. She doesn't waste things. She teaches her children and gives wise instruction. And she fears the Lord. And ladies, if you're like this, God's word tells you that you will be considered as a crown to your husband. Now, I haven't worn many crowns. In fact, I haven't worn any crowns. But I've seen people who wear crowns, like we have the kings and so on. And the general theme is a crown is worn with pride. Pride. It makes a person feel important. It makes them feel as though someone that is of worth and power. A crown is something to be sought after. And we're told that when a man has a wife who is normal, that is somebody who is morally and spiritually strong and pure, someone that he can trust, someone that loves him and only does what's right for him, someone who is busy fulfilling the responsibilities that she has in the home, someone that is caring and loving, she is a crown to him. Get that, ladies? Just like the king likes to wear his crown, you are the crown. That means he wants everybody to know that you are his wife. He's proud of that fact. He boasts about you. He feels safe. He feels secure with you. He feels satisfied with you. When a man has a virtuous wife, he feels very important. And he doesn't want to lose that for anything. That's the influence that you can have. Yet God's word does tell us that if a man's wife is a flirt and she's lazy and she's mean and angry and she's wasteful, then she is as rottenness to his bones. He's not proud of her. He doesn't enjoy being around her. In fact, life is hard. Marriage is hard. And the reality is, you can be sure that a selfish man particularly will easily be tempted away by the first strange woman that he comes into contact with. Ladies, God encourages you to be a virtuous woman. also encourages you to be a gracious woman. In chapter 11, verse 16, it says, "A gracious woman retaineth honor." Someone who is praised in honor is somebody who is gracious. Gracious means pleasant, favorable. And if you want to be honored, if you want to be praised, well, then be a pleasant person to be around. As it says there in Proverbs 4:1, as I said before, every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish pluck it down. The question is, are you known in your house as someone who builds people up or pulls them down? Do you make your home a pleasant place to be in? Or is it like living with an angry bear and everyone wants to head to the desert? Well, can I encourage you? Every wise woman buildeth her house. Only the fool plucks it down. And so they're the two types of women. The God-loving, God-fearing woman who does what God wants, and she is as precious as rubies, one that will enjoy praise and honor and glory from her husband and children. And then there's the one who doesn't fear God and isn't godly or doesn't act like him, and she is a shame and a weariness and rottenness to the bone. And praise God that we have the Spirit of God that dwells in us and enables us to do things His way. So we can have that family that brings glory to the Lord. And every man and every woman, when we look at these, are not guiltless in some way. And it's not a pick on anyone, but it's, hey, we can get things better. And that's something that the world doesn't have. Through God's grace, we can make things better. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your love and your kindness to us. Lord, you are everything that this normal woman described in Proverbs is like towards us. Lord, you are virtuous. You are gracious. Lord, you are prudent. You are very understanding and kind. And Lord, you are that well we can go to quench our thirsty souls. And Lord, I pray that we would go to you and enjoy that life-giving water that comes from you. And that, Father, we may in turn be those people, those men and women of God that please you as well. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.